Ancient beads, a surprise for many.
Answers with Ken Ham, founder and president of the Creation Museum and Answers in Genesis.
As we've said many times on this program, secular methods of dating are fallible. They really can't be trusted. Let me give some examples that have surprised even secular scientists. Researchers found some beads in South Africa that were made of snail shells, while secular dating methods dated them at 75,000 years old, more than 30,000 years older than any previously discovered type of jewelry. Well, the find was a surprise to many archaeologists. See, they hadn't expected evidence of such complexity in a society. The people who made the beads also had a well-developed language with a grammatical system. These beads perplexed archaeologists who had not expected such evidence of creativity in early man. But from a biblical perspective, man has always been intelligent. In fact, the Bible records in the first few generations, just 6,000 years ago, people were making musical instruments and working with brass and iron. If you reject the secular dates, the Bible's history makes sense of this evidence of great intelligence just a few thousand years ago.
If Adam and Eve, who lived 6,000 years ago, had sons and daughters, then where'd all the people come from? In other words, where did Cain find his wife? Ken Ham presents the answer in a fascinating booklet, and we'll send 10 of these to you as evangelistic tools for your gift of any size. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS.